Hello, I'm here at one of my purple martin colonies in Mashpee, and I had just done a nest check.
Every morning from April to August, Mary Kelleher puts her hair up in a ponytail and heads out to a Mashpee golf course where she uses a rope and pulley system to lower white plastic gourds from trees. Inside each is a nesting pair of birds.
They're a little antsy today. They fly off, they circle around, fly past the gourds a few times, and then they come back and land.
Kelleher first got involved with purple martins in 2007 when she discovered a half dozen pairs breeding in an old, beaten-up birdhouse. Since then, she's almost single-handedly grown the local population of purple martins from those original six pairs to 96 pairs. Across different sites, these pairs hatched more than 200 chicks last year, nearly all of which left the nest safely.
She's really sort of the mother of purple martins on Cape Cod. Now there's just hundreds of these things throughout the Upper Cape.
That's Mark Faraday of Mass Audubon and WCAI's weekly bird report. Faraday says when he thinks of purple martins, a few things come to mind.
Just gorgeous, gorgeous birds. They're incredible flyers. They're really powerful, strong flyers.
These boisterous, dark-winged birds have feathers on their heads and bellies that have the iridescent sheen of an oil slick. They migrate from the Amazon to the Northeast each spring, and they are fierce.
Tigers of the sky. I just made that up. I don't think anyone's ever called them that. But they're eating other predators of the sky. They eat dragonflies, like big dragonflies.
Finally, Faraday describes purple martins, at least in our part of the country, as deeply dependent.
Across basically one entire half of the country, they no longer nest in natural situations. They only nest in houses and gourds, and that's it. They're not nesting in, you know, hollowed out trees and swamps anymore.
And that's where Mary Kelleher, a 51-year-old secretary for the Mashpee Public Works Department, comes in.
You know, once I started saying that I think purple martins could be all over Cape Cod, there was some feedback from some longtime birders that didn't think that they could do well here.
Some people were skeptical just because we have such cold, wet springs.
After Kelleher started setting out gourds, she found it wasn't necessarily the cold that bothers purple martins.
They can keep themselves warm as long as they have the right housing. It's the lack of food.
As aerial insectivores, purple martins eat flying insects that sometimes don't come out in bad weather.
So if we have weather that's rainy, windy, cold for several days, you know, 4, 5, 6 days, then that can be an issue. They're not getting enough food. There could be a die-off.
So over the years, Kelleher and her teenage daughter, Ashley, have developed a supplemental feeding system for the birds.
I purchased crickets. And I store them in my freezer, and if I have to do any type of supplemental feeding during bad weather, I can just defrost the crickets, go out, fling them up in the air to them, and they actually catch them and eat them.
Kelleher doesn't know if these birds understand how devoted she is, coming out each day, even in the rain and wind, but she says they do seem to recognize her.
They spot me, and they fly quite a distance over towards me, and I'll have this cloud of purple martins flying around me as I'm walking out towards the gourds.
Now, her success is undeniable. This year, Kelleher and Faraday expect to see colonies overflowing in Falmouth, Cumaquid, Wellfleet, and beyond.
It was a if you build it, they will come situation. And it just took somebody to take some initiative and put up some gourds, have some faith that they will come.
And the biggest reward for Kelleher will come in June, when the year's first eggs start hatching. On a cold spring morning, that's what keeps her going.
The sun is warm. I think they might be starting to come back in. You can probably hear them calling in the background. So I'll let you take a listen for a minute. Enjoy.
For WCAI, I'm Eve Zuckoff.